It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Carbonite, where you can get a 15-day free trial by going over to geekazine.com/carbonfree. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. February 23rd, 1896, the Tootsie Roll was introduced into the United States by Austrian immigrant Leo Hirschfeld in a small store in New York City. He named the chewy chocolate candy after his five-year-old daughter, Clara, whose nickname was Tootsie. 1936, the first successful rocket mail delivery in the United States was made in Greenwood Lake, New York, from New Jersey, over a distance of 300 meters. It was dubbed Gloria, and it's 11 feet long with a 15-foot wingspan. 1983, Texas Instruments recalls the TI-99-4A computer to repair a short found in the system's transformers. 1994, a U.S. District Court ruled that Microsoft's DoubleSpace for DOS 6 violated data compression patents held by Stack Electronics. Microsoft was ordered to remove or replace the technology and pay $120 million in damages. 1998, the Juggy Tandon Storage, or JTS Corporation, sells its Atari division to Hiaxi, H-I-A-C-X-I Corp., a wholly owned subsidiary of Hasbro. It was for $5 million in cash. Also in 1998, tens of thousands of computers linked across the internet under the coordination of distributed.net decrypt a message encoded in the government's 56-bit DES encryption algorithm as part of the DES-2-1 challenge posed by RSA Data Security. And now this word from our friends over at Carbonite who want to help you pursue your passion. February is the month of love, groundhogs, and static electricity. Colder homes are nice for computers, but the static charges they give from being too dry can be more than a shock to your system. They could render your computer useless. If you don't protect from the winter month, you could find your machine and all of its data gone. Carbonite is here to help with that. Founded in 2005, Carbonite backs up over 300 billion files to their secure servers, from photos of your newborn to important videos of the family and friends, not to mention those years of scanned documents you've been spending days digitizing. All of it gets stored in their secure cloud so you're protected from fire, theft, other acts, but also able to pull it down from your iPad to show those cute pictures to friends and family. Your data is secure, encrypted, and free from static electricity. And if you are a small business in the healthcare market, Carbonite can help since they are HIPAA compliant. It's your life backed up for $59.95 a year, a small investment in important files. For more information, check out geekazine.com/carbonfree. That's geekazine.com/carbonfree. Back up now, back up often, and back up off-site with Carbonite. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, CNET News reported that Fry's Electronics had threatened to file a lawsuit against Garrett Mackey for establishing a site with the domain name friesad.com and posting scanned copies of the Fry's newspaper advertisements on the site. Also in 2000, Ikenna Ifith, a computer science student at Northeastern University, was arrested and charged on 3 counts of hacking after an extensive investigation by the FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office. 2005, F-Secure, the Finnish antivirus and computer security software company, publicly announced the detection of Kabir, the first mobile phone virus in Santa Monica, California. 2006, the iTunes Store announced its sale of the 1 billionth song to Alex Ostrovsky of Michigan. 2008, a judge okayed the class action lawsuit claiming labeling computers as Vista-capable in 2006 misled consumers because many of the machines could run only the most basic version of Vista. 2009, Comcast launched On Demand Online for those in Comcast TV zones, and President Obama named the members of the White House New Media Team. 2011, Google released the Honeycomb SDK for Android devices. 2012, Apple acquired Chomp, an app search and discovery service. And in 2014, Comcast and Netflix signed a multi-year deal to improve movie quality by accessing Comcast's broadband network. The details were not disclosed. An AOL closed movie phone, a voice dial-in number, to find out about movie information.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.